Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller is on the air. Tune in for insight and encouragement for living a more sustainable, back-to-basics lifestyle. No matter where you've come from or what the future may hold, we hope each episode will encourage you with topics, guests, and stories that inspire your journey towards self-sufficiency. And now, the hostess of Your Preparation Station, Donna Miller.
Thanks so much for tuning in to a new episode of Your Preparation Station. I'm Donna Miller, and I'm your host. I'm delighted to be with you again today. We've shortened the episodes to be 30 minutes to make it a little more user-friendly for your time. Hopefully you can prep and do some things while you're listening and get a lot of info. In this show, I'm going to cut right to the chase because you're going to get something if you will write some things down. This is our way of thanking you for listening. It's a wonderful offer, and I hope you take advantage of it because it's time sensitive. So I'm going to bring in my guest because I don't have to do a lot of the spiel before. I already know this person. I trust him, and I trust him bringing info to you. So on with the show. This is it. Yes, if Looney Tunes songs are now dancing through your heads, you're welcome. I have a very special guest with me, and someone with whom I've had the opportunity to speak several times over the years. We've talked about so many different things to do with solar cooking in what once was the Global Sun Oven. We now have the All-American Sun Oven, which I have one of those. It's fantastic. It's a great option for when the power goes down or just saving money or not heating your house, which is kind of what I use it for a lot now. And we're going to talk about different options and different things that go on. If you're not familiar with the All-American Sun Oven, I've connected a link from an earlier show that my guest and I did a little over a year ago that when they introduced this. So you can listen to that to get far more details than you will in this little half hour. But it's connected in the show notes here on the show page here. So you can click that. Now, if you're listening through iTunes, you're going to have to kind of do a little track back to find the link for that actual show. But hopefully we'll give you enough info today that you don't have to worry about that. My guest is Paul Munson, and he is the president of Global Sun Ovens International, which I think that's probably still the name that's been for years. He's traveled all over the globe teaching people how to cook and use the power of the sun. Now, I know this originally started, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis, as working with third world countries because of the off-grid situations that they had to deal with and sterilizing food and cooking food. And there's some great stories, and we won't have time for Paul to go into them, so hopefully you'll listen to the other podcasts. But then, of course, America, we started to realize this was not only a great idea to save money on cooking, but when the power goes down, this is your absolute, I would say, equal to an oven option, which you don't get that with too many other solar cooking options. So I want to make sure I've got a good connection with Paul. So can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Awesome. Did I mess up anything?
No, just the name is actually Sun Ovens International, not Global Sun Oven. But other
okay.
than that, then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sun Ovens International. I guess because when I started using them, I just kept drilling that in my head. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been on the show with me a few times, and we've talked about all the great things that the sun oven can do. But as far as solar cooking, a lot of people think that, you know, it's just a crock pot. It's not, is it?
No, the one advantage of the sun oven, most solar cookers are actually just for slow cooking. And I think many people, when they think of solar cooking, might think of something one of their kids did in a science fair project that you can make a hot dog in 3 hours in. But the sun oven is designed with the idea that there's two ways to cook in it, and if you choose to, you just refocus it more often. If you refocus it every 30 minutes, your cooking time is only 15 minutes longer than it would be in your stovetop or your regular oven for each time you open the door of the sun oven. So you can cook almost at the same time as your regular stove or oven, or you could take and put a meal in the morning, set the sun oven facing south, leave for the day, and come back and have dinner done. And nothing ever burns in the sun oven, and nothing dries out. So consequently, you have a lot of options as to how long it takes to cook something.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is one thing that I would tell people, you know, when we would do a class. I would line up other examples, and I won't name names, and I would say the difference between, you know, like the child's experiment is basically a petri dish for germs, and on to a couple others that really did not match the range of use that the sun oven matches, because you can bake bread, you can do all kinds, just about anything you can do in your own oven, you can do in the sun oven.
Exactly.
So for those who aren't familiar with it and haven't seen any lined up to make a comparison, how does the sun oven differ from other options for solar cooking?
Well, at this point, there's actually no other manufactured solar cookers sold in the United States, so sun ovens are unique in that sense. There were a couple of other knockoffs of the sun oven that aren't being marketed anymore, but when you compare it to homemade solar cookers, the sun oven has a unique gasket in it that will always allow it to get about 100 degrees hotter than most homemade solar cookers. And it's really, as people look at it who are familiar with solar cooking, they're amazed at the user friendliness of it. The sun oven's got a tray inside that, a leveling tray that keeps food from spilling when you cook in the sun, and it folds up very compactly and carries like a suitcase, and it has a leg that allows you to adjust to meet the sun on the horizon, and it's got focusing alignment cubes that take any guesswork out of focusing. So it's very user-friendly, very easy to operate, and gets quite a bit hotter, and is exceptionally well insulated, so it maintains the heat a lot longer and more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have had the sun oven along with a couple other options lined up facing the same direction, teaching the same class, everything's pointing in the same direction, and it's very visible to me with thermometers in each one how different the sun oven is as far as how fast it heats up, how high it can heat up. The one thing in learning to cook with it was to remember you just had to have actual sun. I mean, real sun, not just overcast. And it is like the grown-up easy-bake oven. I absolutely love it. You kind of play with it and have fun. So what are you supposed to do about cloudy days?
Well, there has to be enough sun to cast a shadow to use the sun oven. Mm-hmm. So if it's partly cloudy, you can still slow cook in a sun oven, but if it's overcast to the point where you can't see a shadow at all on the ground, then you can't directly cook in the sun oven, but you can use the sun oven on days when it's overcast. Now, by the way, the outside temperature doesn't make any difference, so it can be zero and sunny, and you're going to be able to still use the sun oven. So it's not winter or temperature related, it's just the amount of direct sunlight. But on days when you can't use the sun oven, many people may be familiar with the concept of wonder box cooking or retained heat cooking, the idea that you can get your food half cooked using another fuel source and then put it in a well insulated box, and the food will finish slow cooking. Well, a sun oven makes a wonderful wonder box, a retained heat cooker. So you can, if you were in a situation or prepared in a situation where fuel was scarce, you could get your food half cooked with a fire or with butane or propane, and then you could move it into the sun oven, just seal the sun oven, and it will allow it to finish cooking from the retained heat that's generated from the pot, the food inside the very well-insulated sun oven. And in addition to that, many people have asked for an alternative with the sun oven, and one of the items that we've recently started promoting is something that's called a cloudy day cube stove. It's a very simple little stove that can use seven different types of fuel, and you can actually bring water to a boil in about 6 minutes, and is a wonderful alternative and a very fuel-efficient way to have a backup for the sun oven. And so we are now making available these cloudy day cube stoves as a backup for the sun oven on days when there isn't enough sun to cast a shadow and you do need another alternative way of cooking.
So you could actually cook in the cloudy day cook stove to a certain point, get everything hot and then put it in the sun oven to, like a Wonder Box, to just kind of finish off its cooking.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you don't actually have to stand over the cloudy day cookstove the whole time if you have both.
Right. And, yeah, with a cloudy day cube stove, I mean, you do, nothing burns in the sun oven, so once you put it in food in the sun oven, you don't have to worry about tending to it. But when it is, when you are using the cloudy day cube stove, you do need to stir your foods and kind of stand over and tend to it until you're ready, until it's about half done, and then move it into the sun oven to finish cooking.
Because it's getting radiant heat from the base than like a regular stovetop.
Correct. It's wow. Just like a stove burner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now I know you have made a very, very wonderful idea for something that we can offer people who are listening to the show today. And that is, we would like to be able to, I guess, partner in together a cloudy day cube stove along with a purchase of a sun oven, whether it's the sun oven alone or the sun oven with the preparedness pack, which is what I would advise everybody to get, because you get the Whoppy and all kinds of other great stuff. If you don't know what that is, water pasteurization indicator, sorry. I'm talking like everybody knows the acronyms for stuff. So you have the option to go to millersgrainhouse.com/store or our other website, which is alwaysreadystore.com. We're carrying the sun oven on both. And if you will put in this code, YPS, that's the letter Y, the letter P, and the letter S, just three simple letters for your preparation station. YPS. While you're there, in your comments box, it's not a discount. This is a giveaway edition bonus of the Cloudy Day Cube Stove with the purchase of either sun oven package. So I want everybody listening, this is obviously, what is it, the retail cost for this, Paul, is?
It's about $29.50 or $29.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a bonus of almost $30 extra. If you've not purchased a sun oven before, if you've never used one, I'd really just highly recommend them. I think I've said this before when you've been on my other shows. I originally bought my first one thinking I would return it if it didn't bake bread. I saved the box for like a month when a buddy did play with it the minute it got here to the house. And lo and behold, my first try baking bread was perfect, which I can't say the same in my regular oven. So it really does as much as the oven that's in your house. And just take it from me. Obviously, Paul knows. If you've not purchased one before and you don't have an option for cooking, this gives you both. Your cloudy day cube stove covers the days that the sun's not shining, and you can use it to kind of pre-cook and stick it in the sun oven. And then when the sun's shining, we take our sun oven out all the time, not even just in preparedness situations, just for fun. We put it out there. So that's a great offer. I would encourage everybody to go to either website and in the comment box put the code YPS, and you'll get a bonus of a cloudy day cube stove with a purchase of a sun oven. Well, now, you said cold air doesn't affect, so the exterior air doesn't affect either one of these, the cube stove or the sun oven?
Well, the cube stove, it affects to some degree. You do need to use the cube stove outside in a very, very well well-ventilated area, because it does have smoke with it. But with the sun oven, no, the outside temperature has no effect on the sun oven at all. Ice fishermen in Minnesota use them on frozen lakes, and they work wonderfully. And I've cooked at temperatures as cold as 5 below zero in the sun oven, and there's really no effect on the cooking. If you're starting with a sun oven, the inner box of it is made of aluminum, and if you're starting out, your preheating time might be a little longer on a cold day, because if you're starting with metal that's colder than the normal temperature, then it takes a little longer to preheat. But once it's up to temperature, your cooking will be the same whether it's 90 degrees outside or below zero.
You've cooked in colder weather than I have. I thought I was doing pretty good at 26. five degrees is, wow, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. I have seen pictures of people, you know, cooking in the snow. I think last Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving before, we cooked our turkey out in the sun oven because the turkey takes so much room in the regular oven. And, you know, it goes all day. That was the moistest, best turkey. If you've never made a good turkey, if it always dries out, folks, there's the way to fix it is just put it in the sun oven. It was awesome.
Yeah, you can make in the All-American sun oven if you take the leveling rack and set it in the bottom of the oven so there's airflow all the way around the food. You can, in a baking bag, make up to a 21-pound turkey, mm-hmm. and it really is delicious. If anybody does try a turkey, we do suggest they put it in a baking bag, tie the baking bag tight, and don't cut slits in the baking bag because you want all the moisture to stay in the baking bag, and you will be just blown away. Anybody who's ever eaten a turkey has said the light meat's more moist than any dark meat turkey they've ever eaten. It's amazing how good turkeys taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can say the thing for other things, chicken, and I've done roasts, and, you know, I've done just about everything that you can possibly think of just because it's fun to play with the sun oven. So I want to reiterate to everyone listening, if you didn't write down that code, here it is again, YPS. And you can go to millersgreenhouse.com/store or alwaysreadystore.com and put that code in the comments, not in the discount, because it's not going to do a discount for you. This is a bonus to get the Calidad Cube Stove along with your purchase of either package of the Sun Oven. Just write that down before we take a break. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we're going to come back and find out a little bit more about both of these and the wonderful offer that we have to get you really set up for cooking when the power goes out. We'll be right back.
You're not buying food storage containers, heirloom seeds, or water purifiers just for the fun of it. You're getting these things ready for your peace of mind. Visit the Always Ready Store, where peace of mind is the end goal of preparedness. Find everything you need to get ready, from food dehydrators to whole grain wheat. Doesn't matter if you're a veteran or a novice to preparedness. The Always Ready Store is there to help. Visit www.alwaysreadystore.com to shop securely online for anything you might need to keep you and your family prepared. Always Ready Store. Are you ready?
Do you have your free digital subscription to Prepare Magazine yet? If not, then hurry over to preparemag.com and start getting each monthly issue sent directly to your inbox. It's easy. All you have to do is go to preparemag.com, enter your name and email address, and you're subscribed. Consider signing up for the premium membership for past issues and exclusive resources. You can even subscribe to the beautiful print version of Prepare Magazine. Visit preparemag.com and choose the option that's most valuable to you. Prepare Magazine, encouraging, empowering, and enriching your journey.
Your preparation station is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm here once again with Paul Munson from Sun Ovens International. I've got a question, Paul, because I know all the different things that you could use the All-American Sun Oven for. They're kind of some out-of-the-box things, and you've talked with me about them before, like drying firewood, pasteurizing water. Are there any out-of-the-box things that can be used with the Holiday Cube Stove?
Well, yes, I mean, it's basically just a simple cooker, but because you can use seven different types of fuel with it, you can use Sterno, you can use the Cube Stove will come with two fuel discs, you can use twigs, you can use pretty much anything that any fuel source that you have. If it burns, you can use it with a Calidad Cube Stove. So it's got great flexibility, but your cooking, frankly, is pretty much exactly the same as it would be if you're cooking on your stovetop with your stove burner.
Do you have to have special cooking utensils, or can you grab something out of the kitchen?
Anything that you have to cook in, anything that you would use on your stove burner can be used. So any pot or pan can be used, so it's extremely flexible as far as what you cook. And it is just for cooking. I mean, the Sun Oven, of course, you can bake foods and bake roasts and bread and things like that, but the Calidad Cube Stove is just for actual cooking, things that you would cook in a pot on the stovetop.
Okay, I'm going kind of off of a thought I had here. I've always had a lot of people ask me about cooking pasta in the Sun Oven, and I know I've figured out a way that works, but Can I hear from you?
That's probably the most challenging thing. I mean, you can cook pasta, but to get pasta that doesn't stick together is sometimes a challenge in the sun oven. The way that I've done it successfully is to use a steamer pot, a pot that's got like a steamer insert in it, and then put the, so that I'm steaming the pasta as opposed to boiling it. Because of the even heat in the sun oven, when you do boil pasta in it, it does have a tendency to kind of stick together in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Directions are usually not my strong suit. I want to see what different ways I can try things, so I just start grabbing things and doing it. So, and that brings, the reason I thought of pasta is because the Cloudy Day cube stove does the different type of heat, the radiant heat from the base, so you can boil water and boil pasta. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you can definitely use it for that. And the one thing that's nice about the sun oven, by the way, is that if people are going to rehydrate their freeze-dried foods in the sun oven, you don't have to boil the water first. The sun oven is actually the most fuel-efficient way to rehydrate freeze-dried or dehydrated foods. All you do is take one-third less water than what the can or packet says you would use. Put it, the water in at the ambient temperature, stir it real well, put it in your sun oven, and it will rehydrate perfectly, which saves a lot of energy, because if people use, for example, a propane or a butane, if you use canisters of butane to boil water to be able to rehydrate your freeze-dried foods, you can use a third to half a canister for each meal. So if you can do it in the sun oven, it really saves a tremendous amount of energy and saves time by not having to boil the water first.
That's a good point. And I have rehydrated some of our own home dehydrated foods in the sun oven. And to me, it's a little faster. You know, you wait for water to boil or wait for water to get to a certain temperature. Maybe it's just the fact that you can put it in there, walk away, and don't have to time it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it, because you kind of get busy with other things at hand. And no matter whether you forgot or you're on time, you go back and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The best part. The only thing, and I will say this to somebody, if they're, I know you can dry boil hard boiled eggs, and since we have chickens, that's like one of my favorite things to do in the sun oven. Just put them in the sun oven as is, and you know, walk away. My problem was I actually forgot some in there for an entire day.
Ooh.
And I did, and they did get a little. They didn't get burnt. They got dark. They just looked a little dark, but. You know,
they
the
smelled
ones,
a little too, I would imagine.
They smelled a little funky. Yeah, they became dog treats. But, you know, the others that I would just leave in there for a little bit, perfectly fine. They peel great. They're awesome. You know,
yeah, that's
the
thing that people, you know, raise chickens, as you know. I remember the first time we talked about that you can hard boil without water in the sun oven, and you can peel an egg that's dropped right out of the chicken without gouging your fingers in the egg. So it's a phenomenal way to make hard-boiled eggs. The only thing you got to watch if you do them in the sun oven is if you put a bunch of them in a pot, any place the eggs touch each other, you can get a little brown spot on the white of the egg. But if you take cardboard egg cartons and you rip the lids off them, you can put the cardboard egg cartons right inside the sun oven, and then you can do two dozen eggs right on the leveling tray in the sun oven.
Yeah, and for those listening, it doesn't take all day.
No, it takes about an hour to do two dozen eggs. If you preheat the oven before you put it in, it takes about an hour. What I usually do is after an hour, I'll open the sun oven with an oven mitt or a hot pad and take one egg out, spin it on a table, and if it spins evenly, then I know it's done. If it's still a little bit wobbly in the way it spins, I put it back in the sun oven and let it finish for another 10, 15 minutes.
There you go. That's right. That's how it works. That is one thing you mentioned. You need the mitt, the oven mitt, the hot pad, whatever, because that's one thing I always, always forget when I go to get out to my sun oven, because it's not hot to the touch outside. It doesn't look like it's a hot item until you actually open that door. And then you better have your hot pad, because it's like reaching inside an oven in your house. It is hot. Everything in there is hot.
Mm-hmm. At least once a year. I mean, I've been doing this for 17 years, and at least once a year I burn myself saying, oh, it doesn't look hot. And I mean, so I've never learned that lesson either.
I think it's just one of those things, because it doesn't seem like it should be as hot as it is. I know the dial, the temperature staring me in the face, 375. It says it right there, and I should, by all accounts and purposes, realize it's hot inside that. But because as you approach it, you don't really feel that. I mean, even your oven in your house, you can walk up and go, ooh, the oven's on. I don't know whether it's just not as well insulated or what, but when you're outside, you know, the cat, the dog, the chicken, everything's walked by and looked at the sun oven and not been fazed, not been burnt. Our dog's even stuck his nose right up at the edge of it, because he can't figure out why he can't smell what he sees in there, I think. And I forget, you know, probably 50% of the time I forget that I'm reaching into something really hot. So let me just tell everybody a word of warning. I don't know if you need to attach a pot holder to the handle so that it's there or do something, because I always end up having to take a trek back into the house and go, shoot, I forgot. So it's a great, I always want to call it a toy, but it's not. It's a very useful tool, but it feels like a toy. I think that's part of the fun with it. It's a life-saving device that has current day uses, that has current day enjoyment. It's not something you have to save for when the power goes out. I would encourage everybody to get one and use it now, so that when and if power does go out, you're fully versed.
And in addition to that, you know, if you use it all summer, you'll find it will pay for itself real quick, a little bit in what you save with cooking fuel, but a lot in what you save in air conditioning costs. Because if you do your baking outdoors in the summer, you're able to then not have to cool off the house. Plus, there's that hidden cost on the really hot days that people look for any excuse they can find to go out to eat because they don't feel like cooking. And in the sun oven, just start the meal before you kind of run out of energy and let it slow cook, and it'll be done at supper, and then you don't have to worry about the added expense of either going out or cooling off your house.
Yeah, we actually used it a great deal over the summer, so I can't ever say enough about it. Everybody asks me if I had to narrow down the two items that I would keep in an emergency. One's the sun oven, and the other's my Wonder Mill Junior Deluxe, both of which you can do just about everything to feed your family. Between the two, you're set. It's one of those things that in a house fire, I'm grabbing my sun oven. You know, I know right where it is on the outside storage, so I'm good. It's a very useful tool. And I think the offer to have the bonus, especially for those of you, you know, I didn't tell everybody the deadline to get this bonus is the 31st. I hope people listen to the first half of the show, listen through the second half. October 31st, 2014 is the last chance you can use this code, YPS. YPS. That's the letter Y, the letter P, and the letter S. Just three simple letters for your preparation station. And get both whichever sun oven package you choose and the Cloudy Day Cube Stove. Right there, you've got everything covered. And it's a wonderful offer. It's a wonderful almost $30 bonus that you can have it. We cover the shipping to you, and you can be covered from end to end and cook without any interruption, even if the power goes out. Now, this is great for survivalists, but a lot of people, you live in an area where the power goes down. I remember when we had a hurricane, it was 12 days before we had power back. And that was a lot of, at that time, many years ago, was a lot of trying to figure out how to eat. Canned food gets old after a while when you can't heat it up. Like you said, your propane grill eventually runs out of fuel. All those things happen. And if we had just, I don't know how long ago that was, 20 years ago? Yeah. If we just had the sun oven at that time, we'd have been able to save probably half the stuff in the freezer that we couldn't cook fast enough. So it's a important thing to have on hand even right now, not just save it for someday.
Most definitely. And the other thing I just wanted to mention real briefly, too, is that with the dehydrating and preparedness package, it does come with a dehydrating kit. And sun oven can be used as a solar dryer or dehydrator. So if you're ever in a situation where you didn't have power at a time your garden was ready to be harvested, you could use your sun oven to dry or dehydrate your foods. Or for smelly things like peppers or jerky that you may not want to do indoors, you can do it outdoors in the sun oven, and you can dry or dehydrate it in the sun oven and keep the smell of it outdoors.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, we did a lot of our garden on the dehydrating racks that come with the sun oven, and they do dehydrate quite quickly. That, you know, and that you can get the temperature up to that 155 that you need for beef and meat. And unlike some other screen air dryers, you can't do meat on because of that reason, the bacteria growth. Whereas you can with the sun oven, because it'll get just the right temperature to kill off any bacteria, so you can do it. So that, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you sharing about the
new
information.
Great to talk with you again.
Yeah, we good to catch up. Well, thank you, folks, for listening. I hope you will take advantage of this time-sensitive offer. Go to either millersgreenhouse.com/store or to alwaysreadystore.com. They're both our shop. And pick up either one of the sun ovens, which is your option. I will encourage you get the dehydrating preparedness kit because it will, you'll really enjoy all the different things that help you that come with that. And put in the code YPS. Put it in the comments so that you can also get this bonus of the Cloudy Day Cube Stove. It's a fantastic bonus. Now you're covered. You have no excuses. You can cook even when the power goes down. This is Donna Miller signing off, hoping that you'll take advantage of this by the 31st of October 2014. And we'll see you again next time. God bless. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller. We would love to hear from you. Please connect with us at yourpreparationstation.com and on Facebook. Tune in again next time for another encouraging episode. Until then, keep growing and finding joy in the journey.